What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. This is Julie Geigel, and you are listening and watching to Angel Talk Tuesday. And we have our lovely co-host Susan Schuler with us this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. It's lovely to be here again.
Oh, well, we are just so thrilled that you are here. Susan just flew in from New York.
Yes, and it's dramatically different weather-wise. It's like balmy outside.
Right. Yeah, because New York is similar to my temperature in Wisconsin, zero. Which has been, yeah, like 20 below zero. Zero's a heat wave now. But we've gotten a little bit of a break this week. It's 30 degrees, so hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to just have Susan mute herself, and we're going to go ahead and get started here. Again, I'm Julie Geigel. I'm an international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. And you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I'm excited to announce that I'm going to be teaching a series of Reiki classes this year. I just posted our first one, Reiki Level 1, and that's coming up on February 16th. It's a Friday, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So this is limited to 6 people, and I am hosting in person and online. So we're going to experiment with that format, and I know Susan will be interested because we teach a lot of classes together. So being able to manage that will be fun. Will be fun. So we'll be able to give people a few more options. But yeah, so I'm incredibly excited. I used to teach Reiki classes. I'm a Reiki master teacher, Usui, and it's been quite a while. And I teach with Archangel Metatron. So it's incredibly powerful. Oh my goodness. It is very, very powerful because Metatron actually comes in and does the attunements. So if you're ready to experience more in your life, open up to receive these beautiful psychic and medium gifts that you have, you're maybe experiencing a physical issue or feeling like you've got some blocks or interference that is preventing you from living the life of your dreams, Reiki Level 1 is a beautiful place to start. That's actually where I started as a school teacher. I was looking for something more, a deeper fulfillment, and I started with by learning and becoming attuned with the Reiki Level 1 class, and wow, that changed everything. So yeah, be careful what you wish for type of a thing. Okay. And we do have Susan and I teach an amazing class together. It is a Lightworkers Mentorship Program. And we have our spring class, a 12-week program coming up here March 1st. And it is open now. Registration is open. You can go to Eventbrite. It is js31.eventbrite.com. And you can register for our 12-week Lightworkers Mentorship Program. It's very exciting. Susan and I are awesome teaching together. We're both former school teachers, so it's a really beautiful fit. And we've had some exciting things happen with the class. So we hope to see you there for 2018. Yay! All right, well, let's go ahead and dive in. We have kind of switched up the format here. If you haven't been listening for a while, we are doing energy forecasts. So where is your energy best spent this week? And I've got some bubbling over with some things Metatron's been sharing with me throughout the morning, and excited to bring all of that to you. All right, here we go. So I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower frequencies, and we are going to move that camera back a little bit here. All right, here we go, everybody. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity, welcoming in the Pleiadians as we merge and combine this beautiful energy, raising and increasing the vibrational frequency of this healing for you today. So sit back and relax. You are safe. You are loved. You are supported. Take a nice deep breath, breathing in all that you are and all that you came here to experience. And feel many layers and levels of suppression being released at this time. Suppression from past lives that you've lived. Suppression from generations. Suppression from this current lifetime, releasing and letting go, feeling those layers being lifted, the shackles that have chained you are now removed. The chains are gone. Feel the weight being lifted from your shoulders. The heaviness being released from your chest. Feel yourself lighter and freer than you've ever felt before. This is your truth. This is who you really are, without the expectations, the judgments, the criticism, the energy from others and other things. You are a perfect state, a perfect embodiment of Christ, of God, with infinite possibilities, unending and unlimited opportunities. Today we would like to focus We would like you to focus your energy this week on speaking your truth. This week is about communication in your relationships. Some of you have a difficult time standing up for yourselves or expressing your position for fear you will be torn down. The fear is gone. There is nothing you need to worry about when you come from your position of power, your position of influence and love. We are by no means encouraging you to engage in aggressive behavior or communication. When you find that rising up in your voice, it is your ego throwing a temper tantrum, wanting its way, or feeling hurt from an experience that may have nothing to do with the current situation, but is being triggered by the current experience. Your truth is one of love and peace and joy. The energy this week is supporting you in stepping into your relationships in a more confident, stable, secure way. Do not focus on what you have that you do not like, for that will keep you stuck in the ego. The ego tends to spin stories of untruths. The ego tends to keep you in a fog of illusion. But the ego is slowly dissolving in its infantile ways. It is evolving and expanding and growing up to assist you in asserting your power and knowing your truth instead of working against you. Focus on that which you desire. Imagine speaking your truth. Imagine the words coming easily and effortlessly. Imagine a perfect expression with your loved one. And then imagine that loved one receiving those words with an open heart and an open mind. And then to cement your manifestation, imagine your highest outcome beyond all limits and possibilities. And then surrender. As you move into gratitude, at having the courage to speak your words from your heart. Have gratitude. For allowing your own transformation to unfold. The universe is supporting you in transforming your relationships to one of love and peace. Instead of fear and frustration. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel. And we'll be right back after this commercial break with Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. I'm a professional psychic medium who lives in the Los Angeles area. I do readings for folks all over the world using Skype as well as on the phone. And then I do my in-person readings in Santa Monica where I reside. I'm also in Western New York a great deal of the time. That's my hometown. And so I sort of zip back and forth. I have to say before we begin today, though, that I'm just overjoyed to hear that Julie's going to be teaching the Reiki course that she was talking about. It's always interesting to me when I hear Julie say different things because so many of the experiences we've had are sort of parallel to one another. And it's things when she's talking, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Actually, when I did my first Reiki attunement, that's where I met Jacob, who I channel. So to me, if you are interested in really tapping in to more of your gifts, the attunements are really what got me going in my own spiritual path. So I would highly suggest hooking up with Julie for that Reiki class. That just sounds lovely. I was overjoyed. And I didn't even know she was doing that until I just heard her talking about that now. As I mentioned, I am a professional psychic medium. I was a high school English teacher for almost 25 years before doing that, before doing this professionally. Julie and I teach classes together, as she did mention, and we're both really excited about this 12-week Zoom platform like we are seeing right now that we will be doing. It starts in March, and if you are interested in really tapping into your psychic abilities, learning more about mediumship, getting into past life things, this is the course for you. I do know we're taking a very select group of people, so I know it's going to fill up fast. So I would highly suggest checking it out on either my website at mediumsusan.com or going to Julie's website. Let's see. Also, one thing I wanted to mention, we are accepting a psychic mini reading, if you'd like to call in. Let me just give you that number. It is 202-570-7057. So let me switch gears right now, take you off of video, and take a nice deep breath and ask Jacob to step forward right now. So bear with me. I have been up all morning. So welcome, bright, beautiful souls, once again to a new day of unlimited possibilities. They are endless. Never forget this truth. We say this time and time again in numerous ways, but still we see you diminishing your light. We tell you now, the time has ended for that style of living, for you must pick up the reins and begin this new and exciting leg of your journey.
Susan, I cannot hear you.
This journey you have been designed for, the journey you have asked for, deliberated about, the one you have built to step into with hope, grace, and love. But how can you do this unless you step forward and begin to take your place on the stage? You are no stagehand. You are a leading player. So stop attempting to blend in the way a child might who plays a flower in a school play. Stand tall. Be that bright light for others. You are much needed at this time, not only for your own development, but to aid others in theirs. Stop making yourselves smaller. This is not what you came here for, or how you will enact change. We are here to aid you, but you too are here to aid us. Each snowflake is beautiful and intricate in its own right. So the same is true of you. There is not one that is better or less than the other, and each plays its important part. Be proud of the part that you are to play. Follow your bliss to help remind you the best way for you to shine. Some of you love the limelight and wish to do your work for all to see. Others wish to be more quiet about their parts, but this doesn't make their role any less important. We repeat, you are here. you have important roles to play. You are necessary and needed. And now is the time to step into your authentic selves and aid in the changes that the world needs to see. For never forget, now is the time. We realize how many sensitives are listening to us. We see how you have learned to act as chameleons during this life as you try to make others happy and try to keep the peace in all things. This has been the role for many of you who are empaths. So standing in your power may be especially a challenge. For you know not what your true power is, since you have spent so much time attempting to be what you believe others need or wish for you to be. For you, there will be a special inner struggle as you learn to step into your power and allow your light to shine. Many of you will see resistance and may even feel you are being selfish, but this is anything but true. For those of you who resonate with being this way, we are explaining that now is the time for you to better learn who you are, what makes you tick, what brings you joy, not what brings joy to those who you are close to in life, but your truth, your bliss. Once you look deeper into this, it will make it easier to step into your power. In reality, when one steps into their power, they take nothing away from another. For as we have said, you all have special ways of doing things that make you unique. But if you are so busy trying to be what you feel you are supposed to be, you can never really be who you are meant to be. A wonderful way for you to learn about the powerful being who resides within is to take time to quietly sit with yourself on a regular basis. For how can you sit in your power if you have yet to see your power? Every single one of you is a piece of the divine creator of all that is. Therefore, you are God, and God is you. That is not egocentric to state, only factual. But because many of you allow your negative egos to lead the way, you deny this truth. Recognize this. You are a piece of God and are meant to help aid the development of yourself and others. God has put you here to do that. You have accepted this assignment, but most of you still hold yourselves back. So sit quietly, however seems most reasonable to you. Sit in the beauty and strength of your soul. Sit in the majesty of your power, in the power of the great I Am. Ask to receive guidance. Remember, for those of you who have spent years trying to bend and twist, this new you may not always be received with open arms. And many of you who are sensitives have aligned yourselves with needy people who would rather receive than give. So there may be bumps along the road as you step into this new you, the real you, the you who you have always been meant to be. Each person is designed to bring fulfillment and satisfaction to themselves. It is not your job to make other people happy. Each adult must figure this out for themselves. If you keep bending and twisting yourself to make others happy, not only are you not standing in your own power of the true authentic self, you are enabling another and keeping them from doing likewise. So living this invisible, selfless life is not as needed or beneficial as you have been led to believe. Starting today, begin this journey of exploration, the journey into the beauty of yourself. When you begin to fully step into yourself, the true you, you will begin to notice wonderful changes in your life with not only your experiences, but the way others will begin to treat you. You will be telling the world that you respect yourself enough to acknowledge truly who you are, and they will slowly do likewise. It will cause a wonderful chain reaction of like attracting like, and an entirely new world will open up for you. Why pretend to be something you are not so others will like or accept you? Don't for a second believe that others do not feel that something isn't right. Aren't you sick of not feeling comfortable in your own skin? Like you are a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. How can you realistically find your tribe if you refuse to show the world who you truly are? The irony is that there are many of you who are all trying to be something you're not because you believe you won't be accepted by others who are doing the exact same thing. What an authentic world it would be if everyone was just striving to be what they wanted to be, thereby embracing their own special personality and gifts. Isn't that a world you would like to be part of? Yet how can this be if you continue to keep yourself hidden? No one is perfect. Every single soul has shadows and light, but there is perfection in all of those elements. Allow your emotions to come through. We do not say wallow in those that may have a slower vibration, but acknowledge them still the same. No one but you expects you to be perfect. So stop allowing yourself to listen to the ego and its lies that it enjoys to feed you. Speaking of these shadows and lights that make you who you are, we tell you of the importance of embracing these things, for much growth may be achieved by exploring the darker elements of the self. Yes, you are a perfect being of light, but that's not all. Look at the individual you wish to become, but do not beat yourself up for not already being that. You are a work in progress, and this progress is never ending, so stop seeing it as an end game with your very human linear mind. You are a work in progress. Enjoy each moment in this progress. We are in awe of your individuality, for not only are your souls unique, but your emotions and minds as well, from all the many different experiences you have had while in your incarnations. In this new year that is standing new and unwritten like an empty book, we ask you to dig deep within yourself so you are able to recognize who you are, your power, your majesty, and then to begin to move forward so you can then affect the world around you through the use and manner of your authentic self. This is a choice, but one that'll reap far more rewards than you could ever imagine.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Transchannel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Julie Geigel, and you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday with the amazing Susan Schuler. And we are going to take a few minutes right now to discuss the amazing channeled messages that have come in here from Archangel Metatron and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And so, yeah, we started out here with our beautiful Archangel Metatron sharing some really amazing messages with for the energy forecast for this week. So again, this is Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are here to share an incredible energy forecast for you for the week of January 8th through January 14th. And we're just going to invite Susan to call back in. I know that her line got dropped, and we're just trying to connect with her. And so we just need Susan to hang up her phone and call back. There she is. Susan, hang up your phone. Are you
okay? I did, Julie. I hung up.
Oh, good. And I think I heard Chris say you were here with us. Oh, boy, you'd think it was retrograde. Okay, so Susan, we're going to go ahead and go live on Facebook for our exciting discussion here.
Okay, perfect.
So if you could just share a few things while I get that rolling.
A few things about different things that we're doing, or boy, there's a lot of feedback. Okay. Do you feel the feedback too?
No, actually,
okay.
I'm.
I just want to make sure that my.
Okay,
well. Well, I guess I'll just deal with it. So, yeah, oh, so everything okay? I have no idea when I popped out or when I didn't pop out.
There we go. Okay, yeah. So I turned that down.
Okay,
okay. Yeah, and we have.
Okay, so I have to ask Julie. Before
lots of retrograde stuff going on because it's not letting me do go live on Facebook. So we're going to let that go right now. And we're just going to focus on our discussion here. Yeah, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Susan, for the messages from Metatron. I know Jacob had some great stuff. Any thoughts on Metatron's information on where you should best spend your energy this week?
Yeah, I loved what he was talking just in the very beginning about releasing any suppression from other lives, removing the chains, feel and free yourself lighter, and especially how he was saying your truth without expectations. The expectations, I think, honestly, is what kills most of us. It's like we have these high expectations about I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do this. So we're focusing on like all of the things, like he was saying, not that you want, but that you don't want, you know, so you've got all those expectations. So it's sort of working against you. And as he was talking once again, and I'm sure the listeners are the same way, it's like you I continue to have these epiphany after epiphany after epiphany as he's speaking. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I've been doing that a lot lately. I'm focusing on what I don't want, you know, so it's all fear-based, you know. So when he was doing that little releasing thing, to me, that was really nice. And then talking about, and I always need a reminder on this one, when we have an emotional reaction to something, and he was saying how the ego kind of embraces it, and you realize that you kind of have to ask yourself, well, why am I so upset about this? This is silly. But you know it's a trigger for something else from the past. So I realize that I have to be in constant, and I think everybody else does too, constant awareness when we have those little like triggers. You know, so I like that he said that. So I'm just going to let you go, yeah. Jewel. What else do you want to say?
Yeah, no, and I mean, that does bring to mind when he talked about, you know, when you're having that conversation with somebody and all of a sudden you realize that you are getting, that ego's getting in the way. And so, you know, you might start out with love and you might start out in that place of we can fix this or let's do something about this. And then you kind of wind your way down this road of all of these emotional triggers that start popping up and then begin to interfere with your truth. So I did appreciate when Metatron said that it is, you know, we are by no means inviting you to become angry and aggressive as you stand in your power and speak your truth. It's always from a place of love. It's always from a place of a highest good for all. So yeah, keeping your mouth shut. And that was the other thing, timing, that when I was listening to the channeling that came in my mind, it's like timing is really everything. And I know I can really relate because there was something that I wanted to talk to my husband about. And I was asking Spirit, I was asking Metatron, what's the best way, what's the best time to approach this topic where I would have the most receptive communication? And there were a few times where I was ready because I felt in my power, I felt confident. And then a little voice in my head was like, this isn't a good time. And I pushed through anyway, and I just got a sentence out, and my husband just, I could feel him shut it down right away. And then I was like, all right, you were right, Metatron. This isn't a good time. So then I redirected and let it go and came back. And so over the course of a week, I might have tried to open up this conversation a couple times. And when I could feel he wasn't receptive, then I, in the past, I would just kind of push through that and be like, I've got this feeling and I'm ready to roar. But it was interesting for me to go through that growth of, okay, being respectful that this isn't a good time for him. And then remembering when I do push through and be assertive and be in my power and he's not ready to receive that, it never goes well.
Right.
So timing is everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also like what he was saying about emotion. Imagine your loved ones receiving your words with an open heart. So it's not just timing. It's also just having, because so many times you're like, oh God, I got to talk to this person about this and they're going to react this way and this way. And that's not the case. So it's like have the positive belief of they're going to be receptive to what I'm going to say. They're going to be open, or it's not like they have to totally agree with you, but at least be open and receptive. And I think that's like a wonderful thing. So it's I realized listening to him talk today how much I focus on the negative rather than the positive.
Right. And I mean, I think that is just a default that we do most definitely. And it's kind of tough to break free of that. All right. We are offering a free psychic reading today. And I'm just trying to check. Susan, do you remember who we read for last week?
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't think we did read for anybody. I don't think we got to somebody last
week. We didn't. Yeah, that we had such an amazing discussion last week that there wasn't anybody. All right. Well, we've got a couple people here. We've got Annabelle and we've got Jill. So Jill has got her hand raised right now. So we're going to go ahead and see if I can allow her to talk and we'll do a free psychic reading today. Awesome. Good morning, Jill. Okay, yeah, and with our radio show, we have a hard time with our audio on Zoom. So Jill, if you have an opportunity to come into our chat room, post your psychic question in our chat room. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have in our chat room. All right, so we'll just kind of keep an eye on that. So let's shift gears over to Jacob. Yeah, Jacob had some great information this morning.
Julie, I have to ask you, when did I cut out? Because I don't have a clue.
It was right away on the radio show, but you were still, there was no blip on Zoom.
Okay.
So the whole thing got recorded. It was just at the end when I was trying to get you to come back, and the radio show had started and you kept channeling.
Okay.
And I'm like, Susan!
Yeah, no, I didn't hear any music at all. Okay.
No, you were great. You take nothing away from another when you step into your power. So I think that some of us stay small because we're afraid of taking away from another person. Absolutely. When you're busy trying to be who you're supposed to be, you can't be who you are. I love that. When you're busy trying to be who you think you're supposed to be, there's no room. There's no time to be who you really are. So, and then he also talked about how it's a disservice that we're doing for other people when we don't stand in our power, when we don't speak our truth, and we also encourage them not to as well. So when we play small or when we bite our tongue, it doesn't serve anybody. So we might be thinking that we're this big person and, you know, we're submissive or we're not gonna make a big thing about this. But sometimes it affects you as a person And when you do that repeatedly, when you don't respect and honor your own voice, it will show up as an illness, it will show up as a disease, it ends up getting you one way or another. So again, as Metatron mentioned, this isn't about being aggressive or angry. And certainly, we always have to pick our battles, because you don't want to turn everything into a thing, if you will. But it is about when you can feel that heaviness in your chest, or that weight on your shoulders, or maybe you're getting sick a lot. Those can be signs that you need to be more assertive with your opinion and with what you want in your life. Yeah.
And that's interesting too, because you say that what you want in your life. I think there are a lot of people who don't know what they want in their life simply because they have been being a chameleon. And I think, I'm not going to say men don't do this, but I do see this when I do readings with women predominantly. You know, I think women, we're just smile, be pretty, be the nice one. You know, you want to be the good little girl when you're, so you're kind of, you're praised, and this is like a good thing as a child. You know what I mean? But it can really go wrong.
Oh yeah, on so many levels. All right, looks like Jill's in our chat room. Awesome, thank you so much, Jill. And yeah, if you want to go ahead and post your psychic question, or if you have a medium question, somebody you'd like to connect with today, we can certainly do that as well. And we will just, it looks like Annabelle has stopped over in our Q&A section. I would like help with moving forward in my career and moving from current relationships. How do I know the right? And that's where she stopped. So I'll repeat that for you, Susan. I would like help with moving forward in my career and moving from current relationships. How do I know the right?
Okay, I can tell you what I'm feeling already here, because I'm really drawn to my third chakra as she's saying that. And I feel like when she's talking about moving towards the right relationships, I feel like there's like a fear-based that she's like, and I don't know how old you are, but I just feel like there's this fear-based, like if I let go of this one, nothing new is going to come forward. Yeah. So it's like she's hanging on to the wrong people. And until she releases those wrong people, the right people in her life, whether it's work related or romantic related, aren't going to come forward. So it's almost like she needs to make a mantra right now to really focus on bravery, because I don't feel like she's tapping into her bravery yet.
Exactly, exactly. And it's so interesting. Love how we're so in sync. Susan, from the healing deck, Annabelle, comes surrender and release. So it is just confirmation of everything Susan just said. And I'm definitely feeling the same thing, that as you hold on really tightly to things in your life, fearful of what will happen if you make a change or open up to a new way of being or doing things, that your world will kind of fall out from under your feet. I absolutely feel Archangel Michael around you, giving you that courage, that confidence. I get that wanting to stand up tall, that sword, that you can do this. You can make changes and create a beautiful, exciting life for yourself. So awesome, awesome. All right, and it looks like Jill is, I've got lights flashing over here, Susan, so I'm just going to, Jill did post one. We normally only do one, but since we had this issue with the phones on our Zoom, we're going to go ahead and take two. I would love to see if you can connect with Kasten and see what he has to say about the situation with how things will work out for my son Brady involving the car crash from 2013. So I'm guessing Kasten is a loved one in spirit, and they want to know specifically his input from the situation with the car crash. Anything coming up for you right away, Susan?
What I'm going more psychically. I'm not necessarily connecting into Kasten. You're talking about involving the car crash in 2013, I do feel this has been like a prolonged kind of drawn out thing. And I feel like it's still going to be a little drawn out. I'm looking at like 2018 sort of being flat. I feel like it's not going to come to fruition, or the answers aren't going to be given until possibly 2019. I hope that makes sense to her. I don't know if you're picking up similar things, Julie.
Yeah, and I would agree too that this year is just about staying the course. I don't see anything one way or the other. It's just about having faith, continuing to trust, continuing to call in your angels, continuing to work toward the goal, and not getting caught up in the story. So as much as you can keep your vibration high, and even though it isn't you personally, this is Brady's issue, you still have a lot of influence over the situation by how you're perceiving it. So your worry, your fear can definitely influence the situation. And again, your positivity, your faith, your prayers can also influence the situation. So you have more power here than you realize, Jill, and it is about stepping into your own truth to affect the outcome of this situation in a positive respect. Exciting.
And honestly, Julie, it does feel like by the time I get to 2019, it feels really favorable. I mean, I do feel like the energy pops right up there. So it does feel like it's a good outcome.
Yeah, yeah. And she had just mentioned the jury trial is in April. But yeah, and that could be, you know, by the time everything comes to a complete close would be 2019. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. This has always been exciting, a beautiful pleasure to work with the lovely Susan Schuler. And we will see you back here next week for your energy forecast with Angel Talk Tuesday. Have a lovely week, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.